Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The more in the Tavla Yud Aleph brings the Machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk says Lechin Chiv Asho Nafsho Para Pio LeBli Choik. That the Gehenim opens for Bli Choik. What does it mean? So Rish Lakish says Levi Shemeshayir Afilu Choik Echot. Someone who did not keep one mitzvah goes to Gehenim. Because Bogh doesn't want it to explain this way. Simple understanding means that he didn't do any mitzvah. But if he did one, you'll be fine. The Mefarshim have here several explanations that explain the Machlokes of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And we'll bring here a few of them. The first is the Baal Ha'ikrim. The Baal Ha'ikrim says the Machlokes of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is a very fundamental Machlokes. The machlokes is, what makes a person complete? Does he need all the mitzvahs of the Torah to make it complete? He needs the entire Torah kulo to make him into Adam Shalom. Or even one mitzvah will make him Adam Shalom. Rish Lakish requires everything. Rabbi Yochanan says one is enough. The Be'er Sheva brings the Baal Ha'ikrim and says that L'chor Rish Lakish doesn't work with the Gemara that said earlier, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Chelek L'Olam Habo. According to that, only someone who kept all the mitzvahs has the full completion of Torah. And in addition, the Gemara in the end of Makkos tells us, the Chanan Nakasho, Hemei Ratzah Kashboch Lezaket Yisrael, Lefikichi Balam Torah Mitzvahs. Kashboch will want to give Amishol more, so he gave him many Torah Mitzvahs. Mashu, you don't have to keep all the mitzvahs, each one is enough. So the Be'er Sheva is Maich a lot in this Inyan, and he brings a few answers. One explanation, he says, in the name of the Mahari, the Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were talking about somebody who did not keep one mitzvah at all. Just Rish Lakish is talking about somebody who's been zalzal the mitzvah. He didn't keep it. Tells Rabbi Yochanan, someone just not keep one mitzvah, he's not going to go to Gehenna forever. We're talking about somebody who did not believe in one mitzvah. He said one mitzvah did not come from Shemayim. Similar to the Ramban that says, an oro shelo yakim is divrei Torah zois, that he's not going to accept the entire Torah to be emes. The Be'er Sheva asks a few questions on this answer, and he goes on in the end to say his own mahalach. His mahalach is that in general, one person cannot keep all the mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs are for kahanim, some mitzvahs are for women, some mitzvahs are only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not shaykh to keep all the mitzvahs. Elama, we're talking about that someone has to learn the mitzvahs, and that's considered to be the keeping it. And we know that someone who learns it is as if he did the mitzvah, like what we do today when you're Beis HaMikdash, you learn the parshiyos of the korban is as if you brought a korban. So Rish Lakish says, a person doesn't have to keep all the mitzvahs, but he needs at least to learn all the mitzvahs. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, you don't have to learn the Kol HaTorah Kulo. Even if you learned one mitzvah, it's good enough. As long as you learned something and you learned it and you knew it, so that's good enough. But if someone did not learn at all, imamish did not, he doesn't know anything in Torah, doesn't know any mitzvah at all, so then in Chinami, he'll be nidor in Gehenna. And that's the question that you ask when a person comes to Shemayim, kavate itim la Torah. Because minimum Torah he needs to know. The Ramami Pan on the Asor Mamoris, he says the following shot. In Rish Lakish, he says similar to the Mari, he says Rish Lakish is talking about someone who's not mekayim one mitzvah, because he's mezalzlin it, because he's not taking it seriously, because he disregards that mitzvah completely. Comes Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not enough to put him in Gehenna forever. So what is it? He says, someone who doesn't have one mitzvah, that he's dedicated himself for that mitzvah. And Ramana Pano here is saying a tremendous chiddush. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, who's the one who's more lenient, he requires that in order for a person to get out of Gehenna, he needs to have one mitzvah that he did it not outside the area, not because he's used to, because he does it every day, so he did it also today. But he did it with all the kavana, with all his might, with his dedication and enthusiasm. If he has one mitzvah like that, that takes him out of Gehenna, because that gives him all the sukkah that he needs. But if everything he's doing just outside the area, he's doing the Kol HaTorah Kulo. But he's just doing it because he has to do it. He's not really excited about it. So he's considered to be Poisheya Begufoy, and he goes to Gehenna. Rish Lakish holds that if one mitzvah he didn't keep well, he's out. Yochanan says he can keep not, if he doesn't keep many mitzvahs, he's not out. But he needs at least to have one mitzvah that he's dedicating himself to it, that he's completely involved and connected to that mitzvah. As mentioned before, this is only a small sample of the explanation of this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.